This podcast is brought to you by the Endpoint Imperative, a podcast series from Intel that brings together IT experts and leaders to discuss the big tech challenges impacting businesses today. Download and subscribe to the Endpoint Imperative wherever you find your podcasts.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. Coming up, should six-year-olds be on social media as Facebook launches Messenger Kids? That's what everyone's talking about this week. We'll talk about it in just a moment with the Wall Street Journal's Betsy Morris, who wrote about it for the journal. But first, a few quick tech headlines. Big news out of Microsoft, it has just unveiled ARM-powered Windows 10 PCs. The new laptops include a Qualcomm Snapdragon 835 processor, potentially meaning a game-changing all-day battery life. Most models, however, won't be available until next spring. Nissan is making moves in the autonomous car game. For Japan's top car makers, the struggle to keep pace with Detroit and Silicon Valley has been very real. However, Nissan will start testing robo-taxis on Japanese streets in March, the first step in rolling out a self-driving taxi service. And Google sees faster apps in its future. The journal says an explosion of smartphone usage in India is changing the way Google sees the future of the internet. With millions of people getting online for the first time, low-end smartphones are stretching to the limit. Therefore, Google is forced to make apps that are quicker and easier to use, here's the good news, including in the U.S. Coming up, it's happened. It was bound to happen. Six-year-olds are on social media. The question is, should they be? Straight ahead, Facebook's Messenger Kids. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
You've heard it a million times. Location, location, location. Well, that's because location's important. And it's the reason this ad, targeted at you, isn't located before a podcast about the history of ice dancing. If you own a business, you know the importance of location, which is why you need a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors, a real estate expert who can help you find the perfect location to grow. So get what your business needs. Get Realtor.
So Facebook this week has rolled out a new messaging app for a new young demographic, children between ages 6 and 12 to be precise. But experts are questioning whether that's too young for social media, and it's been quite the topic of discussion. Let's continue to discuss. Joining us now with more is special writer for the journal, Betsy Morris. Welcome.
Hi.
So for a lot of people and experts alike, the general reaction to 6 to 12-year-olds on social media is that it's really young. But why might it not be, though? What do the proponents of Messenger Kids have to say?
Well, Facebook, who has launched Messenger Kids, says that they did it in reaction to a lot of concerns by parents who say that a majority of kids in that age group, or at least 8 to 12, are already on social media. They're probably playing with their parents' phones or they have tablets at home, and they may not have their own accounts, but they are going on to their parents'.
Right.
Yes, they know how to use it.
So they're on it anyway. Might as well hook them in young, I guess. What's funny, though, is that even for adults, messaging can be tricky. That's why that begs the question of whether social media is too young for kids. You know, the perils and awkwardness of texting is very real for all of us, and the psychological, you know, why didn't they message me back, all that type of stuff. Adults can barely handle it. Do we really want to put our children's growing minds through that? What do the experts have to say?
Well, I think child development experts are concerned about this. One of them said that, you know, kids this age are very literal and they're not really thinking abstractly yet. So conversations have to be or should be monitored very closely by parents so that they can kind of teach their kids how to communicate over social media and digitally. That's one problem. Another issue is, you know, they're going to have GIFs. They can trade or transmit video and photos. So they're going to be doing this. This is a closed app. Okay, parents control it, and parents control who is on the kids' contact lists. But the kids are going to be doing this on their own, so they can kind of find whatever photos and videos they want to and send those to each other.
In looking to hook these kids, the Messenger app has got to be engaging, right? Kids have, you know, the attention spans get smaller and smaller these days. You kind of got into it, but what kinds of features are they hoping young people will latch onto?
Well, they've got GIFs. They've got masks that look very much like the masks on Snapchat that you can put on your own selfie face and make yourself look really funny. They've even got one that looks very much like Snapchat's very popular rainbow vomit. I don't know if you remember that
one.
Oh,
sure.
But they've got those kinds of things. They've got, you can draw on your photos. So they've got lots of very fun things that kids can do.
It's all those things that, and getting back to the psychology of it all, that just kind of hook us. And getting back to the concern with that, are kids going to get too hooked too early? Like the rest of the free world, we're obsessed with social media. Maybe younger isn't a good place to start an obsession. What do the people you spoke with have to say?
Yeah, a couple of the child development researchers who are studying this are already concerned, not even in this age group, but in teens, and teens are spending too much time on this, especially younger ones, and that it's a couple of things. I mean, first of all, it's taking away from other things they could be doing, talking to each other face to face.
There's that,
know,
right?
Yeah, playing sports, doing whatever else they could be doing. But the other thing that there's a big concern about right now, and researchers are looking at it, is effect on attention span, how this could be affecting some of the videos, some of the very fast-paced back and forth, some of the video that they could be sending back and forth, and the very bright colors, high resolution screens can be affecting both attention and also just the way young minds process.
So
that's unknown.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly it. And, you know, there's this whole new market that's about to bud out into the world here. Mm-hmm. So is that what this is? Is Facebook trying to cling to the young who have fled? You know, the saying is Facebook is for your mom or whatever these days. Are tech companies gearing up and creating more products and software for children as of late?
It's a really interesting question. I really think it's true that there is a big concern among parents right now. They're having trouble with kids and what kids are doing on social media, and I do think parents are having concerns about kids in this age group. So, and Facebook did talk to a lot of people, including the National PTA and thousands of parents and child development people in developing this. On the other hand, Facebook also, you know, is not as popular as Snapchat once kids hit 13, when they have their, when they're eligible to have their own accounts. And when kids are teens, when they hit teenager and young adults, Facebook, the main Facebook, and is not as strong there. And so, you know, this clearly could be seen, or one could wonder if they are grooming this young generation to become Facebook users. And you do have YouTube that has YouTube Kids, which has been just going gangbusters lately. You know, so you do have a real emphasis, and you've also got Snapchat, which has been aimed at younger kids too, not this age group, but has been very popular with younger kids too. So it does seem like there's a lot of interest in younger kids among the social media platforms.
Yeah, it's definitely a new world. Betsy Morris, thanks very much.
Thank you.
For more, you can head to WSJ.com/tech. This has been the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
Make Tech News Briefing part of your flash briefing on the Amazon Echo. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.